This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to a Friday. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, free app, on your phone. Podcast, man. Anything you miss on the program today, boom, go get it. Later on today after the show. It's going to be posted up here in a couple of hours after the show, so I don't know, around noon or so. Good morning, Carson.
Morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm happy it's Friday. It's been like the longest week ever, it seems like.
It's been such a grind.
It really has.
Oh, man. We've had so much happen this week with that puppy theft thing, and then Jamie kills a deer.
Just an emotional roller coaster of a week.
Oh, it's been just a sad, sad week, man. Some really bad news. Hey, Spill, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm ready for this weather. It's going to be a nice weekend.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend, right?
Yeah.
You know what I still have up? Blow-ups?
No, you don't.
No
In
way.
My front yard.
Stop it.
From Christmas?
Yeah. Well, they're deflated. They're on the ground.
That's even worse. They're like dead bodies in the front yard.
It's like trailer park.
Yeah. It does. I got five blow-ups in the front yard.
Oh, my. Five?
Today I'm going to get them up. Yep. And I still have my Christmas lights up. We still have a Christmas tree.
The Christmas lights you can at least kind of hide just by not turning them on.
Not mine.
No.
Not mine. Oh. They're big old white ones with really thick wires to them. I mean, they're very obvious.
Man, it's a good thing you don't have an HOA.
Yeah. I don't have an HOA. Well, we do. It's just volunteer, though.
Yeah, so no one cares.
Do you see where they're thinking about signing an executive order to get rid of HOAs across the country?
No.
Hey, Spindle, can you look into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. HOAs across the country could be going away with an executive order.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. You guys seeing it?
I see a couple people saying that it's a possibility of them wanting to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that happens.
That would be sick.
That's going to piss off a lot of people, though. Especially those grumpy people that live in your neighborhood that love to point the finger at you, put one of those little notices on your door, fine you, you know.
I met this lady the other day who was a president of her HOA, and she was, like, drunk with power, dude. It was insane how she was just talking about people in her neighborhood and stuff. Yeah.
She couldn't wait to throw them under the bus.
She was excited about all of that.
It's a bad idea.
What?
No HOAs.
You do?
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, because you're going to get so many people that just like park their cars on their lawn.
Did you see that story floating around?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I think it's a dumb idea. I like having an HOA.
Well, you know what? When I saw the story, Jimmy, I kind of thought the same thing. I thought, here's the thing I don't think. I think the HOA has too much power when they can take your house from
you. Well, that part, yeah.
Okay, that part I don't like.
Right.
That should be illegal. They should not be able to take your house from you, okay?
Or when you have like a good board, like right now we have a good board, but like 2 years ago we had this woman. She was just out to get me. So if we could be selective.
Right.
Yeah. Well, when we have a board and when we don't.
Or maybe even to the point that you're allowed to maim somebody. You know, maybe take their knees out for them you don't like them.
Okay. What just happened here?
Maybe we have that law.
What's going on with BJ
today?
Well,
if somebody targets you, Jamie, you should be able to target them back.
I'm not gonna take their knees out. She's an old lady. So that feels mean. Wrong.
She's an old lady.
She is. Yes.
Why was she picking on you?
I don't know. Well, because I told her to stop feeding the squirrels.
You told... She told you to stop?
No, I don't feed the squirrels. I told her to stop.
Oh, you told her to stop.
They like kicked up all my mulch all over my lawn.
Yeah, they're hiding their nuts.
Dude,
they are.
Yeah.
She is a horrible HOA person.
Well, you don't feed the squirrels.
You don't feed any wild animal.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, she needs to be tossed. Maybe take out the kneecaps.
We call her Snow White.
Yeah.
Snow White. Yeah. She feed the squirrels.
All right.
The bears come, and then they eat the food. And it's a whole circle of life in my neighborhood.
Yes, it is, and it's dangerous.
It really is.
Very dangerous.
It is. So
all right, weekend's almost here. Man, man, it's going to be beautiful this weekend. Snow next week, but don't worry about that. Right now, it's all about the weekend.
I wore that that shirt that I was telling you about that you didn't understand.
Well, I still don't understand.
Oh, okay.
Well. I'm looking at it. It's just a hoodie, right?
Yep, but look how cool it is. And look, and like the pull thing is on the side.
Do you have it on backwards?
No. The pockets are in the front, dumbass.
I don't know. I don't know. It looks like the hood part's in the front.
This is that place that you go to Leadville and you have to make an appointment.
And you can only buy like one thing?
Buy two things and that's it.
Melanzana.
Yep.
Yeah.
How much was that?
I have no idea. It's my kids.
Oh. Yeah.
My son and his at the time girlfriend, they went up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much it was.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah, it's from Leadville.
Yeah. Are you sure you got it on right?
Yeah. Where'd you get that? Oh, I got it in Leadville. That's right. Got it in Leadville. It's like Beverly Hills, but different.
Right. I think that's part of their hook. Is you're only allowed to buy two things.
Well, yeah, it is. And they're all hand sewn at the place.
Right. Oh, they are.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow,
yeah.
that is cool.
Yeah, so they're all made right
so
there.
So somebody by hand made that.
Yep. Not a Chinese
cool.
little kid, so that's cool.
Yeah. No sweatshop.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe in Leadville they weren't running a sweatshop up
the
there, too. You just don't know it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we're just getting started. We have Halsey tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Lots on the way. It's Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Halsey at the beautiful Red Rocks Amphitheater, man. That's going to be one heck of a show coming up this summer. We've got tickets for you. Free tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning. Man, tragedy again has hit the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. First, earlier this week, it was Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Now, this other one. This one, I don't like Hooters, so it's... I know it's claiming filing bankruptcy,
they're
right?
Filing for bankruptcy.
But
that one's on me. That one's directed at me because
right,
that's my favorite.
But they might reorganize. They're still open, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But this whole just shutting every single Del Taco down is bizarre to me.
It's one of Jamie's favorites.
It is. But I mean,
she loves
it. But it's weird. It's just weird to shut them all down yesterday.
No warning, no nothing.
No organization of like bankruptcy, just like, and it. Some of them, like, it kind of gave a false sense of hope, like, until further notice. You know, some of them said that. I don't know. It's weird.
And it's just Colorado, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. And I saw in the news that their spokespeople won't say anything.
Yeah, no one's talking about anything. Yeah. But like you say, the false sense of hope, too. It's weird because they say that, you know, just temporarily or whatever for the moment. And then they come back and thank their customers for like the memories that they built.
Yeah, so it's like, mixed messages.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. 19 stores.
Today, signs were posted on the doors alerting customers that they are closed until further notice. The company has not said why all of the restaurants just suddenly closed, but according to their website, there are 19 Del Taco locations across Colorado. We know all but one of them in Grand Junction is now closed.
Well, we're going to have to go to Grand Junction, it looks like.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. Did you ever get to go?
I did. I've been one time, Jimmy. Yeah. I've only been once.
Their fries are delicious. Their sauce is amazing. Like, they just do everything right, except for the cheese quesadilla. That one's not done right. It's a little slimy. But it's so good.
We did one of those concerts, some venue. I forgot where it was at or whatever. Right after that show, I was starving. There was a Del Taco.
I think
Taco.
It was Bar Bingo.
Was that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There was a Del Taco. Remember in that parking lot? Man, did I go over there and tear it up.
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious. And that's the only time I've been to a Del Taco. But I see them all over the place, but now they're just shut down the doors. It's a real mystery. I don't get it.
It is a mystery. Nobody gets it either.
Do you think... Let me think about this.
I can't even guess. I don't know.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because there was no warning signs. It was just, we're close. See ya.
And then my friend Michelle, we were all talking about in the girls chat about this because everybody loves Del Taco. And Michelle, before they made the one down by her house in Castle Rock, she used to drive all the way to Highlands Ranch to go eat out there. That one.
She was dedicated.
Yeah, she was. And so then I said in the group chat that I really like their sauces, right?
Yeah.
And so I looked online and I can get 20 sauce packs. For like $20.
I did see that.
Did you see that post?
And it can't be because business is so bad. Because I mean, everyone I go by, especially at lunch, it's bumper to bumper.
And what's funny about those sauce packets, by the way, is I wonder. Okay, because you can buy different sauce packets from fast food restaurants, but I wonder how old they are.
I know. They've just been sitting in a warehouse somewhere for years.
And I don't even think it's a warehouse. I think somebody, scooped them up while they were at Del Taco and was like, I'm going to try to sell these online. Yeah.
Does anyone else here collect the packets? Not just Del Taco, but
like
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
And keep them in a baggie in the fridge.
Yeah,
so do I. I do it all the time.
I just don't like that they don't have expiration dates on them because they don't individually stamp them.
You really got to keep track. Like, when did I? Put
those exactly. Yeah. I wish I would have grabbed a bunch of Del Taco sauces.
Every Del Taco in the Denver market is closed. Well, the state, except for Grand Junction.
So if anybody's going to Grand Junction, can you grab me a bunch of sauce packets, please? I'll pay you for them.
That even makes more of a mystery, leaving just one open.
I know. That's one. Weird.
And I'm hearing no other state. No other state. That's just so bizarre. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. Speaking of weird, this Gene Hackman thing. Wow.
It just kept getting odder and odder.
It's odder and odder. Gene Hackman story. We'll do it next with tabloid trash.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head all day long. Pink, boom.
Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Booty Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing.
Kind of makes me want to go to a strip club today.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, you should, because I bet those two are gonna close since they owe $14 million
That's
in back
crazy.
Pay. Oh my God.
How does it get to that point? $14 million?
Because they ripped off all the strippers and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying when it gets to like $5 or $6 million, maybe you catch it. I don't know.
Well, they were audited, that's why.
Yeah.
So they didn't, they were.
Yeah, they got busted.
They sure did.
Yep.
Pink Booty Club! I'm gonna keep on dancing!
It's just too hard to like hit that note, right? So then you sound ridiculous.
Pink Booty!
All right, sorry. Let's see here. Katy Perry and co-host Gayle King are among the women headed to space on Blue Origin rocket this spring. Also, Lauren Sanchez is going too. So this is a case where Lauren said, babe, I want to go out in this space. I want to go in the Blue Origin rocket. And I want to take my friends. And so he's like, okay. So an astrophysicist, Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez are all going to fly into space, you know, right at the edge in that Blue Origin thing. By the way, speaking of Katy Perry, they're saying that 70% of her tour has not sold yet.
Ooh. Yeah, no.
70%. That is huge.
We said that in the beginning. It's like, really? She's going to be able to tour?
I know.
I don't know.
So, obviously, I mean, because when we were giving away tickets, nobody really wanted them. So, we told our boss, we were like, hey, this thing isn't going so well because people don't really want this ticket. And he's like, you're kidding. We're like, nope, swear to God, people don't even want this ticket.
She's going to be canceling some shows for
you. You could tell when we promote like 8 o'clock, we're going to give away Katy Perry tickets. And then we forget after 8 o'clock, nobody even reminds us. Nobody cares.
It's crazy. All right, anyway, Gabby Petito, man. I know, Carson, you saw this on Netflix.
It's crazy.
You know, I saw it as trending, you know, how it gives you the trending stuff on Netflix. And I was like, well, maybe I'll watch it. But then I thought, well, I know what happens, and I just don't feel like being sad right now, you know? So I didn't watch it, but I am one of the few that did not watch it. In just 1 week, 31,300,000 people have watched this documentary. 31,300,000 in just like 6-7 days.
It's just fascinating because we know the general story, but I learned so much more in depth of like what was going on in their relationship before leading up to this. You could totally see something that was going to happen eventually did, but and also his parents.
Yeah, you said they were like the axes of evil.
I hate his parents, yes.
Don't give anything away.
I won't, but it's only 3 episodes. It's real quick. It's not long, but it's good.
Oh, it's only 3?
Yeah, only 3 episodes.
Oh, maybe I can do that then. All right, it's called American Murder. It's on Netflix. And again, 31,300,000 people. That's a lot of people who watch this story. So, Carson really recommends it. He said it's really good. I will tell you this, speaking of Netflix, that Full Swing, the second season, third season? What season?
Third season.
Third season is out. I've only gotten through 2 episodes because it's so much golf. It is so much golf this time. You know what I think? Here's my theory, what happened. So on the first 2 Full Swings, they really shared too much, and we got to see behind their lives and everything, and I think they were like, whoa, 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 because they'd already started filming season 2 before 1 came out, probably. And then they realized, like, oh, this is really invasive. Like, these people are in our lives. Let's just stick with golf. And then they got used to the cameras, and now they're like, okay, only what I allow them to shoot can they shoot, you know? And so that's why I think it's, like, now all golf.
They reined it back a little bit.
They did. Like, you don't get to find out about Rory McIlroy's affair. all he says is basically, like, I don't want to talk about it. And they're like, what? And then the next scene, he's like, yeah, we're back together.
See, because in the trailer, they act like it's a big part of the season. And it's like
not.
This whole thing.
It's not. It's about 5 minutes.
Oh.
It's awful. I want to know everything that happened. The scandal. I guess they kind of played it as all it was about is she didn't like his wife didn't like living in Florida. She liked to live in England. No, Ireland. That's what it was about. I don't know.
Lame.
It is so lame. It's just golfing. My God. What is he like? Oh, and then the part about what's his name being arrested.
That's pretty, Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, we get some of the behind the scenes to that, so that part's pretty good. All right, anyway, did you guys know that Travis Kelce is returning to the NFL?
Yep.
That's what they told us.
For at least 1 year.
Yep.
It's kind of sad news, actually.
He actually texted whatever that guy's name is, and he said, basically, I didn't like how I went out this last season, so I want one more shot. I want to try to make the big time.
And we all know that when he comes back, Taylor comes back.
Yep. And it says Taylor Swift will continue to attend football games. So, yeah.
Yes, great.
I guess Travis and Taylor are in the Cayman Islands.
They are?
Yeah. Oh.
It's a nice place.
It is a nice place. You know why I know this?
Why?
Because I follow all the Cayman Island pages on Facebook. Like, what to do in Cayman Islands? Cayman Islands tourism. Cayman Islands this. Cayman Islands that. And somebody snuck a picture and said, look who I just saw at the beach.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it was them?
It was them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're there.
They are there.
Wow.
I felt bad for them. I was like, uh-oh, now it's out.
Yeah, it's a great place to go. I wouldn't want to be down there with those two there, though.
Oh, God, it's going to be
stuck on an island with
paparazzi
Taylor Swift.
Nightmare. For sure. Anyway, yeah, so they're down there. Let's see here. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. That Travis Hunter, is that his name? Yeah. I guess he's not going to participate in all the activities at that thing.
The NFL Combine.
Yeah. He's not going to. I don't know. He's there, and all the press, I mean, they were surrounding him. It was insane. But I guess he's not going to do the drills, right?
So he's going to do the drills, but at the Colorado University Pro Day, which is actually really common for people who are, like, supposed to be top 10 picks, because then they can control the drills a little more and have, like, better times and stuff. A lot of times when they go to these NFL combines, they'll have like a 40 number, that, like a 40-yard dash that they didn't want or something, and it'll drop their stock a little bit.
Ew.
Yeah.
He was weird when he spoke yesterday. I don't know. He was just like, nobody's ever done this. I was like, didn't your coach do this? Because he was talking about playing both sides. I was like, didn't Deion do this before?
Yeah, and that's there was another guy from CU who did it, or / played QB and wide receiver.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Nobody's ever done it like this. Nobody's ever done this. Yeah, I'm like, your coach has. You big dummy. I don't know. He's kind of, it felt to me like he got a little full of himself during this conference. I'll try to find the audio, but he's a little full of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be so down to earth, but I don't know if it was because the media was just crushing him. I mean, they were surrounded in this room, and so he's just like, yeah, that's right, it's me.
Man, I'd like to be in that position, though, where you know you're just weeks away from a big payday.
A huge payday.
Man.
Yeah.
Just all you got to do is wait for it.
But, you know, we'll see, because sometimes these guys, they get so cocky and stuff that they fail. I mean, what was that guy, the Heisman Trophy, that he just tanked? He got on drugs and alcohol.
Oh, Johnny Football.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, just.
Yeah, that was a fall from grace.
Yeah, hard. Bad. Really bad. All right. I didn't get to Gene Hackman, so when we come back, we'll do that whole thing.
Yep,
there
we will.
Gene,
also, Halsey tickets. Got those to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning, so stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.